truth.
See, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda
Welcome
wish
back.
We didn't think like that.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, September 10, 2021. So, back in, I believe it was September of 75, William Colby testified before the church committee that basically the CIA owns owned at the time every news personality of any consequence or significance. And, you know, then shortly after, I think it was the following year, George Herbert Walker Bush said, as CIA director, you know, the CIA won't have credentialed journalists, will no longer have credentialed journalists. So now, of course, we have anonymous sources say, which is worse. But, you know, Colby told us that, and that would include guys like Walter Cronkite, of course, Pilgrim Society member Walter Cronkite, and that could not happen unless organizations like Henry Luce's Time magazine allowed it. Unscrupulous folks, or perhaps, as Washington put it, cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men like Pilgrim Society members. I digress. We'll get back to some of the other stuff related to September 11, 2001 and the 20th anniversary of that tomorrow. And I think the COVID nonsense is a corollary to that. And I think that the Biden administration and bad guys everywhere know that, which is why, you know, the Biden announcement yesterday. So maybe we should play Malcolm X telling us that we shouldn't allow the media to dictate the narrative. Yeah. Maybe we can do that real fast before we go back to the phones. See if I can grab that. As a top of the hour reminder, we should do that. Don't allow the enemy to dictate terms. Well, you know, people, I guess the first question, speaking of defining terms, is who is the enemy then? And, you know, frenemy is definitely a term of art, but the term du jour. So here's Malcolm X. Go ahead, please.
And upstairs with all their cop cars and everything.
That's what they're always telling you. Never let your enemy tell you how many of you there are. Never let the man that you're against form your opinions. This is the trick that's played on everyone who's oppressed. The first thing, an occupation, when you have a revolution in the country, the first thing you take over is the radio. And then you start telling the people that everybody, the war is over. And so all of them surrender. No, they believe that thing right there. And once they take that over, they start telling you where you are and where they are, and you fall right in line. It's plain thought control. The majority of the American people aren't segregationists, that the majority of the American people aren't imperialists, but the government is, the structure is, the power faction is. So, but how then do all the majority go along with it? Because those who sit in power over the television, over the radio, and over the press is constantly telling those who are the masses how free they are, and how this they are, and how that they are.
And it's an age-old trick. And like I said earlier this week, you know, in the run-up to the 20th anniversary of September 11, 2001, there is so much history documented by brilliant minds like James Perloff, for example, Shadows of Power. So many folks, you know, Ralph Epperson, The Unseen Hand, have amassed these compendiums of historical research that are available now that the, you know, internet allows the ubiquity of this information. It's out there, but it's overwhelmed by the bad stuff. You know, I guess Gresham's law is in full effect, not just in money or currency. Bad everything drives out good, apparently. You know, even the Bible says that. Bad company corrupts good morals, that kind of thing. So Malcolm X was right. Don't let the enemy define terms and, you know, tell you, for example, how many people have been vaccinated, what's safe and effective. You know, Fauci is notorious for telling us things are safe and effective when lawsuits come not long after, you know, whether it's AIDS drugs or the swine flu vaccine or whatever. And, you know, people might say, well, Chris, are you saying that, you know, like our own government is the enemy? Yeah, the RBN host that said, America, your government has been weaponized against you was accurate. And I think that Edward Abbey was well observed when he said that patriots should always be ready to defend his country against his government. So, back to the phones. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris.
Hey, John.
Thanks, Chris. You know, don't let me forget to comment on the media. Two other things real quick. Malcolm X, wouldn't you love to be able to sit down today and have a conversation with Malcolm X? Wow. Wow. Brilliant man that has been vilified through history. Yeah. I may not agree with everything that he's done, but he was a genius. He had vision that people, he didn't have the ability and the technology that we have now to gain the insight, but he had it.
Yeah.
You alluded earlier to, we'll get you my pretty.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Chris, what destroyed the witch? The water. They're afraid of the living water. That's where your victory is at, folks.
Amen.
Spill a little bit of living water on these folks, and they'll melt into nothing. They'll be screaming, I'm melting, melting. Yep. That's the victory. That's where the victory lies. It's in the living water. By the washing of the water of the word.
We can end it all right there. Seriously.
Man, that'll preach itself, man.
Absolutely.
Now, to go back to the media, folks, go back to 2012 or maybe 2013. Do a search online, whatever search engine you want, foreignaffairs.org or foreignaffairs.com, whatever it is, and type in the search engine, foreign affairs, propaganda legal, and read the article. In that article, they talk about that the Modernization Act being repealed, being modernized, allowing propaganda, and they use the term of the United States' vast, what do they call it, communication through news media, television, and radio. So they admit it, that they own it all. Which is why you've got people on CNN and Fox. Did you know, Chris, that Sean Hannity's been wearing a lapel pin lately? You know about that?
Yeah, Yeah, we talked about that, you and I.
Well, I had to step away. But for those who don't know, he's wearing a CIA lapel pin. It's very small.
Yeah.
And you have to know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, you're going, what? And then Anderson Cooper, CIA. Jonathan Carl, they're all CIA.
Yeah.
So you can't believe anything. You're looking at, when you turn that box on to get your truth, you just as well kick it out in the street because there's no truth on that box. One of the commandments, Chris, I was having this conversation yesterday. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, we have been trained to think that that's strictly in the view of marriage and being, you know, being faithful to your spouse. And it is, but it's also in cross-pollinization. It's also put a little water in some gasoline and watch what happens. You've adulterated the gasoline. You've corrupted. And the adultery with truth, put a little bit of lie in it. That's where that parable of the loaves comes in. A little bit of leaven. Leaven's an entire loaf. So if you take truth and you put a little bit of lie in it, you don't have truth anymore. You've got a mixture of truth and deception. And if you're basing your truth on that, you're going to be off in a field, useless to no one, because you've got to find the truth. You can't count on me. You can't count on Chris or any of the callers. That's why people with integrity, and I like to think I have integrity, I'll tell you, don't believe me. Check it out for yourself.
Right.
Because my eternity is hanging on what I find to be true. Chris's is hanging on what he believes to be true. And we've got to work it out. But don't believe anything I'm saying. Work it out. Look at it. But that's what I had, man. And we've got people on RBN, hosts on RBN that will not hear it for any reason. And anyone that listened to the broadcast or the program, I'll call that one a program, prior to yours, there are certain people that will not, they don't want to know the truth because they're incapable. Like that line from A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. They like to think they can, but they can't because they're answering the matter without knowing it. The Bible says it's a shame and a folly to them. Don't be a shameful individual. Check it out for yourself. And don't offer an answer to a question until you've looked at the information and you're able to use your brain that God gave you.
Yeah.
Put two and two together and then say, well, I can't be certain. But if you're calling in or you're asking people to call and have a conversation, be willing to consider what they say. Don't throw it out of hand without knowing it.
Yeah, and it's becoming more and more difficult. Was your media comment in there? You said remind you about a media comment.
I'm sorry, you went away for a minute. What did you say?
I said, was your media comment in there? You said remind you about
no,
a media
No, it wasn't.
Comment. Okay.
No, but I mean, there's different things, you know. Personally, you know about this lumberyard engine, correct? The Amazon Web Services User Agreement, Section 4210. Have you looked into that?
Uh-uh.
Well, I would tell you to do a search for Amazon Web Services Lumberyard Game Engine User Agreement, Section 4210. I told the previous host that I believe that the operating system that they're putting into you can be used in conjunction with this game or the game engine, basically control people. That we're seeing Bible be fulfilled before our eyes and we don't realize it. And he threw it out. He said it's a program for gamers. Well, if we're the game, then it's a program directed towards us. Whether anyone, I'm not saying that I know it for sure, but it lines up So look into Section 4210 of the user agreement of lumberyard engine and let me know what you think. But, you know, he just said, we're not wasting any more time on this, and he hung up. Anyway, that's the way, I guess that's the way it's supposed to be. Some people are not capable, and I may have been guilty of casting pearls before the swine. I don't know. But there may have been someone that heard me, and it made sense. Maybe they were thinking it, and they thought, well, I'm not crazy because John in Tennessee thinks it's possible, or maybe
Reddit,
some sort of...
One of the Reddit threads from last week, Amazon AWS Terms of Service 42.10, has zombies in it straight from their Terms of Service page.
Right.
Your use
it's
of the lumberyard
really
materials...
That.
Must comply with acceptable use. Materials are not intended for use with life-critical or safety-critical systems, etc., etc. However, this restriction will not apply in the event of the occurrence certified by the United States Centers for Disease Control or successor body. And this, you know, I mean, not to sensationalize this, but, you know, a lot of us have talked about the I Am Legend scenario. Whoops, we engineered the zombie apocalypse. That's okay. It was accidental. Okay, really it wasn't, but we can fix it. Actually, we don't intend to fix it. Anyway, certified by CDC of a widespread viral infection transmitted via bites or contact with bodily fluids that cause human corpses to reanimate and seek to consume living human flesh, blood, brain, or nerve tissue, and is likely to result in the fall of organized civilization. That's, I mean, is it a joke?
Well, you know,
probably,
and that's
not.
I admit it could be, but it may not be. But to throw it out and not even consider it?
Yeah. Or is it the kind of duality that bad guys like to use? You know, as someone like a Brzezinski would say, it is a neologism with duality of meaning, so it's fun.
Or is it some kind of law that God laid down to the deceiver? Well, look, you got to tell them what you're going to do. And we just don't listen. Or we throw it out because, like one of the callers from, I think it was Pennsylvania, said, you're making yourself out to be a crackpot, John. Well, I'm not saying that I believe it. I'm saying that anybody that has the things of God are foolishness to those that aren't spiritually minded. So let's leave it at that. I mean, you know, I think the predictive programming, it's not that they take pleasure in telling you what they're going to do. I think they're required to do it. And the Bible says those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, let them see what the Spirit, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church. And the church is not that brick building down on the corner that you go into on a Sunday. The church is the body. But my question for anybody listening, if you're part of the church, can you hear and can you see? If not, pray that you get the wax out of your ears and the scale off your eyes, and then warn others. I'm not saying that it's true, Chris. I'm just saying we need to consider that it could be. And I appreciate your time, and if anyone wants to call, I have yet to hear anybody call and comment. I'd love to hear it.
On Section 42.10? Oh, okay.
On any of it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're the first one that would actually read it on the air.
Yeah, you can go to aws.amazon.com/service-terms and see it, 4210. It's down toward the middle of the agreement under the Amazon Lumberyard Engine.
And it is a contractual agreement that they will hold you to. Now, why would you put a joke in the middle of a contractual agreement?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's all interesting. I mean, lumberyard itself is not a lumberyard, so...
Well, what it and I'm sorry to keep interrupting, but what it caused me a mind, what it brought to my mind was hewing down the trees that the Bible speaks about.
Right.
And it's like they're flipping it and they're hewing down the trees.
Absolutely.
What are the trees?
headed into a break. Stick around if you like, John. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still
Welcome
driving,
back.
Still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories...
You know, for what it's worth, what Amazon Lumberyard represents, I think, is as horrifying as AWS User Agreement Section 4210. And it's this subsummation of everything. You know, there is the I mean, it's an open source library that you can fork on GitHub and use. And of course, GitHub was recently acquired by Microsoft, so that's not fun. And I've talked about the coup in the Linux community that Microsoft and others have waged. So if you just go to aws.amazon.com/lumberyard, you can see right at the beginning, you know, with that comes the Linux Foundation and their Open3D Foundation. With AWS seeding, the foundation with the Open3D engine, O3DE, a AAA-capable cross-platform open-source game engine available under Apache 2.0 license. And so...
Yeah, for it's like an this, augmented reality game.
Right, right. Or, yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it's basically... You know, just the continuation of this effort to subsume everything into this Borg or this, you know, Hive whatever the word is.
Chris, what if before I forget, I'm sorry again to interrupt, but what if the vaccine, the initial shot, they've called it an operating system. So that's like the Windows system going into your body. Maybe the booster is the first program, or the second shot is a program, you know, where it'll make the OS work. And then the boosters are the updates, and eventually they have completely merged miry clay, you know, with iron.
Yeah, Daniel 2:43.
And what have we been told? Expect many people to die in the next year or two.
Yeah,
you know, and then you take into consideration that it's so odd because it's not beyond the only realm of possibility it's beyond is for people that don't realize how advanced technology is and what their desired outcome is,
yeah,
is to literally destroy and pervert and corrupt the creation just like they did prior to the flood. And we're quickly approaching the period.
Well, and that's kind of what I was thinking of.
Corrupted.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking of when you were talking about the word adulterate. You know, if you go to Webster's 1828, for example, the definitive American lexicon, if you will, adulterate, to corrupt, debase, or make impure by a mixture of baser materials, to commit adultery is one of the definitions, but also tainted, debased by foreign mixture. And yeah, that's exactly what you're talking about there. And it's in all things, you know, it seems like it's everything sort of writ large, you know, whether it's money or biology or the truth and information, it's all the same kind of concept, to corrupt or adulterate
something,
everything.
Something as simple as concrete, okay? It's limestone and sand and rock. And now they found a way to let's put some fiberglass in it. So even the stuff you're driving on, yeah, and I'm stretching it, I realize that. But it's all, everything that we look at, they're mixing metals. I'm sure that if the Bible says not to mix wool and linen, I'm sure I could find a shirt that was wool, cotton blend. But yet we're told not to. You know, you've got special grasses, you got genetically
right.
modified rose bushes that will yeah. bloom all year long, you know, so everything's
speaking,
been corrupted, but it's pretty to the eye, and
yeah.
it tastes good, so we'll eat it, and we'll
speaking
tell
of
how
that,
beautiful it is.
Yeah, speaking of that, and the word adultery from Webster's 1828, Definition 6, among ancient naturalists, the grafting of trees was called adultery, being considered an unnatural union.
And how many preppers have got a tree that bears five fruits? It
yeah.
goes peaches and apples and oranges and, you know, tangerines all on one tree.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go, but my prayer would be someone would call in. And I'm not saying I'm right, but if you believe I'm wrong, at least tell me why. Don't just say he's wrong. Just tell me why, and if I'm wrong, I'll recant.
Yeah.
If you can show me my error, I don't want to live in error. I want to walk in truth.
Yeah.
While I'm doing it, I want to get some living water and cover these people up with it, because they'll melt into nothing. You'll be left with the broomstick. All right.
So,
thank you, Chris.
So before you go, are you aware or have any comments on the trucker strike?
The one in Australia?
No,
or
the
are
one...
they planning one here? Because I don't know anything about land here.
Yeah.
I'm working for a company that has over 100 employees. I just know that God's word says, take no thought of what you're going to eat or drink, or mm-hmm. what you're going to wear. And I'm taking God at his word. He can't lie. If it comes to me, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. It's scaring my wife to death, I'll tell you that. But I want to be what I'm supposed to be before God and before my wife. And I'm not going to worry about it, because I don't believe there's no Isaiah 57:14 is real. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean that you don't make preparations. But fear is, they feed on fear. So I'm not going to be fearful. I can't be fearful. Someone much bigger than me is in control of all of it. He's got me in his hand. And I'm safe there. So anybody that's fretting this, get as close as you can to God that became man. And I didn't mean to rhyme that. But get close to Christ. And your fear will go away. He really is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path, or I may have that backwards. But if we're walking with him, I shall fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Make it real, folks. Because he is the good shepherd, and if you're in Christ, you are one of his flock, and he won't let anything happen to you that's outside of his will. Romans 8:28 is there. It's real. Whatever happens, it's for your good, and that means even the bad, hard stuff is for our good if we love him. I'll leave it at that.
Right on.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, John. Much appreciated. Yeah. I think... I'm not sure, but I think Dan's comments about the strike are related to the Stop the Tires 2020 group. It's kind of my understanding. I don't know. Anyway, in the interest of time, let's go back to the phones. Fred in Iowa? Is that where we're at now?
Hello, Chris. Hello,
hey, Fred.
John in Tennessee. John. In Tennessee, you are right, correct. Now, I haven't called in the RVN in about 3 months. The reason I'm so damn disgusted with RVN. And as John has said, when you talk to different hosts, if you don't play their game, they give you a short shift or not engage in conversation. Now, I'm a day trader, so I'm putting all my energy into that right now. Okay, Chris, you're the man on RVN, and you know the Bible. Okay, the Bible says, the first beast of Revelation is the Rome papal system. That is the first beast of Revelation. Got it? The second beast of Revelation is the United States of America, which the second beast being American, USA, gives its power unto the first beast, or makes an image unto them. And then the false prophet is the apostate Protestant churches. Now listen, Protestant Christians, listen. And like John says, you can call on the air and call me out, whatever you want to do. But the Protestant Christians are the apostate church because they don't know their Bible. They need eyesight. They need their ears unstopped. And they're reaching over the gulf to the Roman papacy. Now, the papal system will manipulate us into the one church, one state, one church religion. And the state will have the temporal sword to do the bidding of the papal state, the supposedly spiritual aspect of it. And if you don't toe the mark of what the papal system says, the Christians that are not apostate Protestants, that know their Bible, they will be slaughtered, incarcerated, tortured, and killed. Now, as it says in Revelation 12, the last verse, 14, I can't remember, Revelation 14, what's the meaning? And Revelation 19:10, they all say this. The only people that will be saved is the remnant. That's very small. And why and how do they be saved? They keep the commandments of God. That's 10 commandments, not 9. They keep the commandments of God, and they have the testimony of Jesus. And the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. There's only one church that fills all of this, that teaches prophecy. They keep the fourth commandment, and that is the seventh day Sabbath, when God rested after 6 days of creation. And to you, Protestant Christians, listen, listen, listen. You need eyes to have. You need your ears unstopped. The remnant. Keep the commandments of God. They have the testimony of Christ. And they have the spirit of prophecy. And there's only one church that fulfills this. There used to be Seventh-day Baptists. Actually, they were the first to have the seventh day. Now, what angers me is RBN and divide and conquer. And you got these white supremacists. And what they say about COVID-19 and all this is correct. But in their ignorance, they miss the big problem, big situation, because of their prejudice and narrow-mindedness. And I forgot what John spoke about, that black person. What was his name?
Malcolm X.
Chris, what did John mention when he first started? Who was it?
Malcolm X, we played the clip at the top of the second hour.
Malcolm X was a pretty shady character to begin with, but he had the courage, the guts, to look into his own self and see. And if I or talk about the blacks getting a bum rap, then that tees all these prejudiced people to no end. It pisses them off. But Protestant, in the eyes of God, every man and woman that he created is equal in his eyes. He gave different talents to people. But everybody has a talent if they use it. Now, I've yapped on here a hell of a lot.
Yeah, and we got other calls stacking up. So.
Okay, Chris, you know how much I think of you. And John, keep it up. Bless you all. Goodbye, and thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Much appreciated, as always. There's interest in the strike issue that Dan raised earlier in a call earlier today. And I think, if I understand correctly, that's in conjunction with the National General Strike Day, October 15th. I think it's that. And that is a Marxist, socialist, communist effort. It's the same old, I would say, Bolshevik sort of effort. You can go to Oktoberstrike.com and see the Marxist fist. They're the Serda Popovic, Otpor Canvas, Color Revolutionary. You know, Gene Sharp would be proud. Ghost of Gene Sharp fist raised there. Workers of the World Unite with demands like free health care for all, which is not a good thing. And $20 minimum wage, which will further eviscerate and destroy labor, and so on and so on. Beware the planners, dear comrades. So I don't know. I my suspicion is it's in conjunction with that general labor strike and the national general strike, October 15. That's just my suspicion. Back to the phones, Brian in Washington. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
It's actually Jenna. Brian had to get to the job.
Apologize. Yeah. Thanks for your patience.
Well, you're welcome. It helped me get my thoughts together more because he had me write down some notes. But the bloopers that you started out with, yesterday in the chat, I put one up that's 20 minutes of compiled bloopers.
And Jen Psaki talking about vaccines will kill you and fun things like that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And Freudian it's like slips. Freudian slips. Coincidence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of them in there. If anyone wants to go to roadwarriorradio.tatango.com. And I was hoping I could hang on for the board up to give Dan our email, because Brian wanted to talk to Dan, if that were possible. But the Mary Holland that Brian mentioned last week or a couple days ago to you, we've been looking at her site because she's head of the legal team with Children's Health Defense, and that's Robert Kennedy Jr.'s group. Her name has come up quite a bit, and so we've been looking into a lot of their work because she's very active at protests in New York currently. And looking at the Children's Health Defense, it's this 501c3 status, and it does have a stance on climate change. Interesting. But I wanted to bring up the fact that Del Bigtree and Catherine Austin Fitz, they had an interview as well, and Catherine mentioned in that interview that while they were in their meeting of some sort, so they all know each other, Catherine Austin and RFK and Mary Holland, it was Mary Holland's idea of, let's start the Cash Friday movement as a solution.
Yeah.
And I kind of put that in the same category as, well, you know, it's like an organized protest in some way seems to be manipulated, because Mary Holland, in her UN talk in 2016, right out of the book, she's saying this is a conflict of the interests of the collective versus the individual. And, you know, the we instead of me, Jay Inslee just mentioned yesterday. You know, it's straight out of all of Amitai's work. So the communitarian signals we've just been picking up with, and I just wanted to add that into the conversation to acknowledge that it's out there. All these people are working together and wink, wink, using this language. So Brian's been on the phone leaving messages at her office. She's an attorney, and Brian already looked up all of her education and studied in Moscow and majored in Russian studies. So I just think that's kind of interesting too.
Yeah,
but
it's a you know, what I might describe as a communitarian anarcho-syndicalist network. It's on the rise.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have the same suspicions, and I'm not calling anybody anything, but, you know, the Black Market Friday thing has been announced, and, you know, it is interesting, you know, folks like, you know, Corbett, for example, advertising, using war dollars as a political choice, blackmarketfridays.com, so.
Yeah, James Corbett had Catherine Austin on, and they talked about it. Cash Friday, that sounds great.
Right.
That's something we can all do.
Yep, and I mentioned that.
Yep. So personally, I'm just very thankful to have a garden and all the different steps that I can slow down to, you know, use it to the most. You know, gathering seeds, laborious, you know, dividing seeds. All of these things are there at this time to slow into and put my attention towards. And there's nothing more satisfying than putting up your own food. Because I have noticed, I have bought hybrid seeds before, and after a couple of years, they go back to something else. You know, they change, or they don't even grow.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's a lot to learn.
Definitely.
Thank
Probably
you.
A reason why somebody wanted to start a Svalbard seed bank.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. This is just a theory. Brian said you could just say it's your theory, Jenna. But with all this big industrial carbon capture that Bill Gates is promoting, I find it that they dispose of that CO2 under the ground. And
carbon
we were listening,
sequestration, they call it.
Yeah, BECCS. The BECCS, they're massive. There's one in Vancouver. There's
so
just these big vacuum cleaners.
I don't know. Maybe it's me, but it reminds me of, like, when you have an upset tummy or something and you, you know, feel like you, you know, pressure is building, you need relief. It kind of reminds me of that. You know, you're backing stuff up that is creating pressure that probably is not going to be a good thing.
Correct.
That's
but
just my
I
simple
also, but the underground military bases and underground greenhouses might require that CO2. And
that's an interesting point.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought of. And like, you have to prove that first. And yeah, I don't know, but it would make sense that if Bill Gates has some kind of cellar with all the seeds and probably greenhouses, and I listened to this bit shoot, and I'm not sure if it's valid or not, but it was a military guy saying, you can walk from the East Coast to the West Coast in all of the underground systems, and there are full-on gardens, greenhouses, livestock down there.
Yeah. That's a conversation that comes and goes from time to time, and it seems to have reemerged recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I saw it. Or listened to it.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
One more other thing. John was talking about all the combinations with limestone for building materials. Mm-hmm. They are using biochar as well. And that could be another, I think it's more for a carbon credit write-off, if anything, because that whole system is taking off.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just another thing I wanted to mention. Okay, well, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome, Jenna. Thank you for calling.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too. We'll go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around, folks.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Jump in a little quicker. Just a quick note. You know, the danger now with all this reactionary stuff is becoming what we hate. I covered that fairly extensively yesterday and have previously this week, etc. And, you know, becoming that which we hate. Don't, you know, back to Malcolm X, don't let your real enemy define who your perceived enemy is, and be seduced and conscripted to becoming our own enemy, so to speak. The antidote is not these reactionary movements and other groups. It rests squarely in what John in Tennessee mentioned earlier in today's broadcast. That's the antidote. And so, you know, bad guys know this. Aldous Huxley mentioned, as recorded by Timothy Leary, he said, you know, the obstacle to all of this unfolding is the Bible. And so, as Leary mentioned, we had run up against the Judeo-Christian commitment to one God, one religion, one reality that has cursed Europe for centuries and America since our founding days. So, you know, that's what they're trying to get rid of as a pretext to do all this bad stuff. Back to the phones, Glenn and Philly. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris. We're getting near the end of the hour. I'll try to be quick. A number of things. Number one, I've been waiting for 31 minutes. Callers are going on and on and on. And another thing, and another thing, and another thing. And, you know, at some point, people, you know, have a point, a primary point, make a point, and then let somebody else have a turn. It's one thing if the phones aren't backed up, but when people are waiting, and it'd be about, oh, I want to go on again, and another thing, and another thing, and another thing. It's maddening.
My fault. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Daniel 2, real quick. Verse 34. You know, whatever else anyone may
43?
Think about this, speculate. No, 34 first, then 44, 43. Okay, so in 34 is where you first see the stone not cut with hands coming from heaven and striking the feet of iron and miry clay. Okay, and the interpretation, that's the dream, the content of the dream. Then the interpretation of the dream comes in the 40s, right? So so then in the interpretation, you know, we see that this is the kingdom of Christ. Whatever else anyone may think, there's huge speculation about what the mixture of the iron and miry clay means. Regardless of that, the great thing, what I hang my hat on is the stone I cut with hand is coming. It will just smash the feet, and the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God. He's going to rule. That's the great glory of it. So,
amen.
Yeah, I want to put the emphasis on that. It's not who the feet are. It's who's coming to smash the feet.
Amen.
Good point. Now, also, I have a bit of an ongoing running disagreement with John from Tennessee about the lumberyard thing. The lumberyard service agreement 4210, section 42.10. Okay, I read through that. This has been going over on John Moore's show and stuff like that. Now, respectfully, I understand, John's a brother in Christ, so, you know, I get that. I know he's, I think that's fine, and I don't want to slander him or anything, but... Okay, that section is plainly a joke. These guys are mischievous scamps. They're computer guys. They're gamers. They're cranking out a boring piece of legalese that's warning about using the operating system for safety critical systems, and they decided to stick a joke in there because they're bored out of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
Read it through. You know, it really, it's very hard to interpret it any other way.
Well, you said it. So there it is. Brad, sorry we missed you. Jerry, sorry we missed you. Glenn, thank you as always. And that'll do it, folks. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
The media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.